I'm working slash practicing at staying composed and equanimous. As meditation deepens, I find some challenging emotions arise. I'm avoiding looking at its story so I can focus on the reactions in the body to whatever that story may be. And I've noticed the reactions in the body are identical to sensations of climbing the hill behind the meditation hall. So I imagine that I'm outside climbing the hill and feel the heart rate rise, heat, tension when falling off balance, etc. This is much easier of a place to let go of the sensations because it cools any fears that may arise with the original story. Is this okay to do, or should I face the demons in its own costume instead of one that I've made for it? So we get the sense of this is a situation where the emotions that arise in relation to I think it's just challenging emotions arising and then trying to avoid going into the story about that. And then just seeing that the reactions that go on feel very much like other ones. And should I relate? Should I go there? Is that okay? Or just stay with what's happening in the moment? Well, this is interesting. I actually had a little bit of a quandary kind of figuring out how to respond to this because, on one level, it's okay to do that kind of thing if you found ease in getting a sense of what's happening in one situation to sort of translate it or carry it over and try to apply it in another situation. So on the one hand, I want to say that that's okay. But on the other hand, I want to look at actually at what would be more fruitful to me as an interested investigator and meditator in this situation would be to look at how even just in that movement of the mind, it's like I want to go to this other story or this other way of relating to it, that the mind is actually drawing an association with a place where it has known something before, and to notice that, see that movement, and it's not a, you can learn, you can see, take this moment as a situation for seeing exactly how the mind is actually working. Sanya is fascinating, as I was saying the other night. It draws associations, and it's doing that virtually all of the time. So in a moment like this, it's remembering a time where these same feelings were occurring. Can you feel that? It's like it's going to a place where these same feelings were occurring. And I would be inclined to stay with that kind of insight right there. And just notice that that's what's happening in this moment. Sanya is a very powerful support, actually, for meditation. In a way, the way I was talking about it the other night, it's looking at how the identification with Sanya as self can be problematic. But notice that Sanya, or that tendency to associate and to remember, can very much be active in the process of waking up as well. So that in a way you can go, you can see how in a moment like this one is relating to a previous moment where the same kind of feelings were happening. And Sanya will do the same kinds of things with insight. It'll take this moment and relate it to other moments where it has understood. But as I said, my inclination would be to kind of stay with what's happening in the moment and realize that there is some kind of aversion happening here. There's a resistance and a contraction. And I found this kind of investigation very fascinating, a very similar thing in my own practice at one time where I was at Chithurst. And I was walking up the hill to the main house. And there's this point in the hill where climbing the hill gets a little bit difficult. It gets a little bit steep. And it's at that point that often I find myself starting to breathe heavier and have a difficult time getting up the hill. And I was watching at one point at what my response to that was, and it was like everything in the system contracted around that moment. You know, the whole system collapsed, and then something that is already difficult becomes even more difficult because the system has seized up and is contracted. And so it becomes like, you know, you're climbing, and it's harder and harder and harder with each step. So that became a really powerful moment for me to see and how aversion works, how all of the hindrances work in a way. They'll come into play basically as a remedy for a situation that is already difficult, you know, and step in, and it's almost like they dangle themselves and say, you know, here's a solution. This is difficult. This is a difficult climb. I know what you can do. You can hate it. You can contract and tighten everything up. And it's like if you look at the hindrances, you know, each one of them is like the mind's best guess, the unawakened mind's best guess at what to do with difficulty, what to do with a difficult situation. So, you know, there's a huge potential for insight in these kinds of situations. So here you have a situation where things are difficult and there is contracting going around it. You know, my interest as a meditator then would be to find out, stay right there and find out about aversion. How does it work? And is it the remedy that it presents itself to be? It's like it's coming in there and saying, do this, and this will make you feel better. I mean, isn't that amazing? It's like something is scary. Well, here, worry about it. Get anxious. You know, that'll help. Something is uncertain and difficult, you know. Keep thinking about it, you know, just keep thinking about it and you'll come to some kind of remedy, you know. Or like, just with desire, it says, this feels good. Okay, keep doing it, get more, keep, you know, lean into it, and then you watch where that actual movement of the mind is the very thing that takes us out of the pleasure. It's so weird. You know, each one of them has a lure and is telling us that it's going to help the situation. And it's doing just the opposite. It's like, I mean, you gotta love it, you know. It's so stupid. I mean, every one of the hindrances, I mean, all you have to do is scratch the surface just a little bit and see the utter and complete foolishness and absurdity of these as responses, you know, but we'll turn to them over and over again. Yeah, it's amazing. So here you have a situation where something is difficult. So tighten up and contract, get constipated, you know, and see if that helps. I'm not sure if I answered that, but it was...